episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. So this week has been a very busy week for Man City women. Two fixtures and two wins for the Blues. On Sunday, it was league leaders Arsenal who travelled to the Academy Stadium for the WSL fixture. A highly anticipated game which was watched by probably one of the largest crowds at the Academy Stadium this season so far. The game resulted in a 2-0 win for Man City, and it was a great result and a great game. You might have seen over social media and at the game on Sunday against Arsenal that Manchester City and the official supporters club have been honouring the original formation of the 1988 Manchester City ladies team, which was founded by Neil Mather. As part of the continued celebrations for the 30th anniversary, Manchester City invited the players and staff from the 1988 and 89 era of the club to come as special guests and to walk out on the pitch in front of a home crowd for a very special presentation. I spoke to Debs and Michelle, who were former City players, to get their thoughts and their feelings on what's been quite a whirlwind couple of weeks for them.
We're at the Academy Stadium and I am with Debs and Michelle, two of the legends from the 1988-89 squad. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for you guys over the last couple of weeks, and with the ongoing celebrations for the 30th anniversary as the formation of the 1988 Manchester City Ladies. Today must have been a really special day for you walking out. How did it feel for you guys?
Very honoured. We're very honoured that the club's taken the time to acknowledge and celebrate with us the 30th anniversary. I don't think we expected all that has come and all that has happened. And everything that's been done to celebrate it. So we are, a little bit in awe of it.
I mean, we just turned up as not kids, but we turned up as amateurs because we wanted to kick a football and play for Manchester City, not knowing whether anything had come of it or not. And 30 years on, my God, we're here now, and they're giving us celebrations for it. It's so nice of the club.
You must have heard the chanting from the fans. Always a blue, once a blue. What did that feel like for you guys as well, to obviously get that reception from the fans?
I thought Wayne Rooney was there. I was thinking to it. No. We're City fans anyway, so we're always Blues. We'll always be Blues.
Yeah. But it is a bit surreal because you think, like, is that me? Signing autographs, it's like, really, I'm just not that important.
I don't know about the flowers thing. It was like being the Olympics getting some flowers. I was expecting a cuddly toy next.
Brilliant. So when you look back at your highlights throughout the years that you play for Man City, what stands out as a pinnacle moment for you?
Beating United.
In a derby
at Platt Lane.
Winning the first derby, definitely, because I think at one point it was closer than them winning 5-1, which was a shock in itself in that era because Manchester United was so strong. I think we went 4-1 up, I think, at one point, and everyone was like, we won 5.
Typical City, we let a few in.
But yeah. We had a couple in late on,
but we still beat them.
Definitely that, and I think, of course, for all of us, the very first game at Boundary Park.
Yeah.
Because obviously we were then playing on a pitch that we'd stood on the terraces and watched the men's team play
and that was it then. We'd be training hard at Platt Lane week in, week out, and then we were actually like, oh, we're walking out as a team and we're coming onto a football pitch, and we don't know whether we're going to win or lose, but we won, which was great. And it's like, we're actually doing what our male counterparts do, what the team we go and watch week in, week out. We're obviously not them, but we're part of that history now.
I'm pulling on that shirt for the first time thinking, I'm a Man City player. And we were a bit of a mismatched team put together. So in that first game, we'd only had a few training sessions, so it was like, we didn't know what to expect. So I think it was a shock to us to go out there and win quite comfortably.
And to play at Boundary Park on the AstroTurf, it was hard work because the ball was bouncing everywhere. We'd been practicing on a pitch, on a muddy pitch, so it stuck every 5 minutes. To actually, like, this ball's bouncing everywhere, and we're running like lunatics chasing after it.
Yeah.
But it's like, luckily, I have some decent coaches saying, keep your form, stay back, stop all running after
carry
the ball.
Carry the ball. People have obviously been talking about it a lot. People saying their memories and stuff like that on Facebook and social media. When people use words such as like trailblazers, history makers, and legends, how does it make you feel now looking back on that?
It's a bit surreal, really, isn't it? But at the end of the day, we were the team that started all this, and there might have been this massive gap in between now and 2014. But City and the community still had teams after us, and then they started all these these different years, like the kids, we were in our 20s, you know, Michelle was 50. We were all a different age group, but then when they started doing teams, like you're under 10, you're under 11s, under 12, they actually had different teams throughout different years and kept it going, and then it hit the peak then on 2014. People invested in it and started doing a professional game. You know, we started all that, didn't we?
As well, when the contact was made from the club to say it's 30 years, you kind of think, really? Was it that long ago that we played? Was it that long ago? So that it is kind of strange, and it is kind of strange to think, you know, we were at the start of it all, because Man City were one of the first big teams, and the club was one of the first to invest in a women's team and say, yeah, that's all right. To be known as Man City. So, now, like you say, if not for us setting that standard, would the game have gone to the level that it's gone to now? Who knows? We never thought it would get to this level. But do we look at these players now and think, you know, if it hadn't have been for us being there at the very beginning, would it have come to this?
Hopefully it would have done.
Hopefully. Yeah, I think it probably would have done, like, in the noughties as such now, but when we were out 30 years ago, like, you didn't know whether it was going to progress, and then they did have these other teams. But for it to be as good as it is now, and the Academy Stadium is a fantastic place to play football. I mean, they started off at the old Athletic Stadium, and they've moved from there to here, so it's progressing all the time. It's absolutely fantastic.
I think the best comment when we were all on the pitch was, oh, we'd have had a field day playing on the surface. So as a team, we were all like, we'd have been fine playing on this.
Hopefully it'll happen one day, you never know.
It was nice that the girls come and have a picture taken with us, and the fact that they're winning now is even better.
Yeah, it's 2-0 in the second half. So your families have come along with you today, your partners and stuff like that. How is it for them? Have they realised the sort of impact that, you know, you've had on the game, and, you know, as they've been invited and come here today, what's it like for them? Are they quite proud?
They are very proud, I think, but also quite amused by it, and quite amused by all the media attention that it's garnered.
Your mum's trending.
And my son's on a soccer scholarship in America, and I got a message from him last week in the early hours of the morning to say, you're all over the internet, Mum. So even he's all the way from America, so, like, I'm hearing about you in America. So yeah, they find it all amusing, I think, my family, but also very proud of us.
I mean, with social media now, it's amazing how it can, like I say, it's in America, it's all around the world, you're tweeting on Facebook and everything.
And it's great as well, just a point there, is that you know, through the official supporters club and Neil himself, you know, bringing all the players together and finding people and it just coming together as you guys as a group.
Well,
what's that
to be
been
fair,
for
we've
you?
Been, lots of us are still friends. We've been friends for 30 years. We still see each other. There's a handful of girls we haven't seen so recently, but it's like we've never been away from each other. We're all dug out old photographs, and we're all having a bit of a giggle up there.
It was really nice as well to come to the supporters club meeting. That was special because it's for the supporters, and at the end of the day, they're the people that really count. You know, it's lovely that we've been acknowledged by the club, but more by the fans. It's as important that we get acknowledged by the fans. Yeah. And
it's a great turnout here today.
I know it's a top league clash,
but it's a really good turnout.
Yeah, it is. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, because it's your day, and, you know, hopefully we'll get the result here. It's looking pretty good at 2-0, so enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for speaking to me today.
Oh, no problem. Right, thank you.
Half-time in the Academy Stadium, Manchester City winning 1-0. I'm with Lee and with Claire from the Arsenal Women's Supporters Club. What do you think of Arsenal's performance overall?
I think it can be better. I reckon Joe's going to have a word with him at half-time, sort out a few things, and we're going to come back out fighting. We were like this against the last game, and half time we came out bigger and better, and I'm not worried yet. It's only 1-0.
That was kind of what I was expecting. You know, I know we're not out of the woods yet, definitely. I mean, it's end to end like I thought it might be. Arsenal played some great football and they have been quite pressing. Do you think the injuries
injuries on Arsenal's, do you think they're having an effect on the squad?
I don't think they're having an effect. I think it limits our choices of what we can do now and who we can bring on. But I think the team are a good team and I think they'll come out fighting.
So who do you think we might expect to see off the bench at half time?
Emma Mitchell. She doesn't look like she's warming up, so I literally just said to you, Claire, didn't I? I think Emma's she's coming up on half time.
Okay. And what do you think of the first half, Claire?
It was end to end. I think it was a really good half of football. I think we definitely needed to tidy up a few things, definitely. But I think overall we're not playing badly, so we've definitely got a chance to get back into it. And I think City missed a few crucial chances that...
At full time, I spoke to player of the match and scorer of two goals, Georgia Stanway, after the massive 3-point win against Arsenal to get her thoughts on the game and her performance.
Brilliant, massive shift from the girls. We worked hard, we were relentless, we kept a clean sheet, we never let them affect us, and I think that's what's given us the 3 points. It's just a massive performance from the girls. There's no better feeling than scoring, especially when it's against the team that's top of the league. But credit to the girls, you can't do it without them. Someone's got to pass you the ball, and at the same time somebody's got to defend their shots, so it's just a massive shift from everyone.
Just talk us through that second goal again. Not often we see you score in the box, it's usually outside of the box. just talk us through it.
Well, I just seen the spacing behind. Kira put a lovely ball in. I've won the foot race, not sure how, but I just took two players on and then just put it in the bottom left corner. But yeah, something come out of nothing.
Something
but I'm
different,
happy.
But something special. Yeah. How did Nick help prepare you for this game today? Because obviously, you wanted to go into it, get 3 points, it was a big win for you today. Are you happy with what the team did today and the performance and how you went into the game with the preparations?
Yeah, definitely. We've worked on them all week, but we know that we can only focus on ourselves, and that's what we've done all week. We've worked on how we can combat them and what we can do rather than focusing on the opposition. I think that's what's helped us today.
And Arsenal came out in that second half and they were quite pressing. Did you expect that?
Yeah, definitely. They're always going to come out raring, seeing as though there's only 45 minutes left of the game. But we've dealt with it, as it shows, with us not conceding.
All right, well played anyway.
Thank you.
As to be expected, there were some very happy fans outside the stadium at full time. I spoke with some fans from the OSC outside the Academy Stadium to get their thoughts on the game.
Right guys, it's full time. You're walking up, don't walk away from it. You must be really happy with that result. Hello. What do you think of that result today?
I thought it was outstanding. We played like a team, brilliantly. All for one and one for all. It was awesome. You know, can't take anything away from the girls. Absolute hats off to them. Yeah. And then at half time, the subs that he made, and Claire coming on, brilliant. Yeah. Bit concerned for Weir, but we'll get over that.
Yeah. Claire coming on to the game, real impact.
Yeah.
Pace.
Massively.
She gave everything in that game. She ran her socks off.
She always does. You can take nothing away from her. She's a great player. She's great to bring on. Absolutely outstanding.
Got the Claire Emsley fan club here.
Yeah.
Representing today.
Absolutely. Claire all the way.
Jude.
Hello.
Happy.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. It was better than all right. Do you know what? I feel knackered just watching it. And I think the team they were amazing. They just left it all out on the pitch. Some of them can hardly walk at the end.
Oh. Yeah.
So very happy. We definitely rattled Arsenal. You could see that there were some unhappy players there. Brilliant, 3 points.
Yeah.
We'll see them in May.
Jane?
It was an absolutely outstanding performance. I think Nick played the game plan perfectly from start to finish of the game. We defended when we had to defend, we attacked when we attacked. We were outstanding, every single player.
Word on Georgia Stanway's performance today?
She was outstanding. She covered every blade of grass on that pitch. She will need a good sleep tonight after that, I think.
We were talking about the goal before. Obviously, we're used to seeing Georgia Stanway scoring from outside the area, but the second goal, a bit of class from her in the second goal.
It certainly was. I mean, she's an absolute class striker. If she's on the pitch, you have always got a chance of getting a goal. It doesn't matter. She might have been quiet for 70 minutes, but if she's on the pitch, there's always a chance she'll pop up and score.
With Phil Neville here today as well, could that stand in her favour?
It'll definitely stand in her favour. I think anybody watching that game would, if I was Phil Neville, I'd want George Stanway to be in my team. So you know, she's done herself a favour there, definitely.
I think they all played brilliantly today. I think they pushed really hard, and it really showed through that they've obviously been trying a lot of different things on the training pitch. And Claire Ramsey, obviously, not that I'm biased, maybe a little bit, always changes the game, always makes a difference.
Yeah, really happy. I think Jennifer Beat had an absolute amazing game today at the back.
I'm not biased
whatsoever. And I think a big shout out has to go to the fans. Yeah. That 12th player, constantly singing, never stopped. Yeah. Really, really good result.
It's been an all-round really good day with the marking this celebration of the 30th anniversary as well. That was a really nice touch for the team to offer that guard of honour as they walked out to the pitch as well. They were very grateful of the reception that they received as they walked out.
It was really nice, wasn't it?
So Sheffield now, another one to look forward to, County Cup. Obviously, we've had a bit of a break from the County Cup now. We're turning our attention to that fixture. How do you think that will be on Wednesday night?
I think he's going to rest a few players, and I'd like to see some of the, you know, some of the younger girls having a go. So maybe we'll see the likes of Esme. It'd be cracking. Hopefully Lauren. It'd be great. I know they're back on the training pitch, so whether she'll be ready or not, I don't know. Yeah. But you know, maybe rest some of the senior players. It looks like Steph took a bit of a knock.
Yeah.
We've
not seen, surprisingly, Melissa Lawley or Nadine even mentioned on the bench today. Do you think they'll come back into play on Wednesday, possibly?
This is his time where Nick needs to rotate his squad. He needs to use the squad. We've got them, so you know, we need to use them. We've got a big game coming up against Birmingham on Sunday as well. So, yeah, you know, give the other guys
another must-win game, really, now going forward. Now, hopefully, we can build on the momentum that we've achieved today and the confidence that we've certainly displayed and determination that we've shown in the game as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Birmingham on their day, they can beat anyone. So, you know, they're on our tails. We've just got to keep going, keep winning. See what happens come May.
All right, thanks, Jude.
On Wednesday night, we were back at the Academy, this time, though, under the lights as we played Sheffield United in our County Cup group game. A win for Manchester City would ensure that they would progress to the quarterfinals of the competition, so it was a must-win game for Nick Cushing's side. Wednesday night saw the welcome return of Pauline Bremer back to the pitch after a 14-month absence due to a serious injury which she picked up at Everton last season. After the game, Pauline took to her Instagram to thank her family, her teammates and staff and friends and fans for all the support over the last year. She said that words could not describe how much she missed playing, and it was amazing to be back doing what she loved again, and it was great to see her back on the pitch. It was also great to have Kevin Bardsley back in goal for us. And Lauren Hemp also made a return to the pitch in the second half of the game. Manchester City pretty much dominated the game for the full 90 minutes. Sheffield weren't really able to test us and we had little to do, which obviously reflected in the result at full time, 6-0. Janine Becky opened the scoring in the 12th minute, and it certainly didn't stop there. She contributed 4 goals to the final score, which was 6-0. Also, Jess Park contributed her first senior goal for Manchester City women, and Georgia Stanway converted from the penalty spot. At full time, I spoke to Janine Becky to get her thoughts on what had been a player of the match performance.
You must be really happy to what you contributed to the game today.
Yeah, I was just excited to get some minutes. We've really dug deep into our squad and changed a lot of the team from Arsenal, which is important when you play 3 games in 1 week. So it just speaks to the depth of our team, and I thought it was a good performance. We got a couple girls back from injury today, so it'll be really good and important moving forward to have strong performances from everyone in the team.
Yeah, obviously a lot of squad rotation there. It looked as though the players adapted really well to playing with each other as well. How much training and preparation have you done in terms of preparing for today?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, what we do day in and day out. We're constantly rotating the squad in training. Everyone's playing with each other. It's never, you know, set teams in training, so that's important, especially when you have coaches that want to use depth and change the squad in games like this. So it comes down to the work that we put in every day, and it showed tonight.
Yeah, and we turned attention back to WSL at the weekend, big game against Birmingham. Again, in terms of preparation, will we be looking to see that squad rotation again?
I think so. I think there was some much-needed rest tonight for some of the players that played big minutes against Arsenal. But it's a big push for us to stay at the top of the table and just to take this momentum into the weekend. It's really hard to beat a team that's on a roll like we are. So we're looking to be just as unbeatable on Sunday.
Okay, well, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Okay.
This coming Sunday, we'll be back at the Academy Stadium once again, where we'll be playing Birmingham City in the WSL. As it stands at the moment, Birmingham City are third in the table with 22 points, Manchester City are second with 24 points, and Arsenal are first with 27 points. Arsenal this weekend have got a WSL fixture break, therefore they won't be playing any more WSL games before Christmas. Should Manchester City be able to get the win against Birmingham on Sunday, they will go into 2019 joint top of the table in the WSL. If you're unable to make the game, you will be able to watch the game live. It's on BT Sport 1 at 12:15. And don't forget, we've also got another midweek fixture. This time we're travelling down to Aston Villa in Birmingham, Sutton Coldfield it is. And Dave has got some match day information for fans wanting to make the trip. Hi Dave, you okay?
Hi Emma, nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, you too. You've got some information for fans making the trip down to the County Cup game against Aston Villa.
That's right, yep, that's next Thursday evening. As you say, Continental Cup is City's last fixture in the group stage. Aston Villa ladies away. Now, they play at Boldmere St Michael FC, which is in Sutton Coldfield. They play at the Trevor Brown Memorial Ground, formerly known as the Church Road Stadium. And the sat-nav code for that, anyone going, is B735RY. Now, as I say, it's basically in the area of Sutton Coldfield, which anyone who knows Birmingham, is quite near Villa Park. Looking at the map, it's about halfway between the M6 and the M6 toll in distance. So we would advise people to go M6. Obviously, that's going to be very busy. It's a weekday. So give yourselves plenty of time. In theory, this is an hour and a 43-minute journey, according to the sat nav. But obviously, we all know what the M6
no chance.
Can be like. And I would give yourself 2 to 3 hours, knowing what the M6 can be like on a weekday. Down to Junction 5, which is the junction before Spaghetti Junction, come off there onto the A452, and that will take you towards the... If you put your sat nav code in, you'll see the actual route that I'm looking at. And that seems to be the most straightforward one. But as I must stress, with it being a Thursday, give yourselves plenty of time because the M6, as we all know, can be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Now, the kickoff is 7:30, so that could be helpful, that extra half hour for some people as well. I have some ticket information. Tickets are £5 for adults and £2 for concessions over 65s. And I presume, it doesn't say children here, but I presume children will be £2 as well. There's limited free parking at the ground, and if that fills up, apparently just round the corner is Boldmere Infant School, which is also manned and free parking as well, so that's quite good of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should be able to park up for free. Programmes available on the night, £2. There's a social club at the ground which should be open for any early arrivals. There's food kiosks, because obviously people coming straight from work want something to eat and drink. And it's fully wheelchair access as well for all fans. So this is yet again. This is a new ground for myself. I've never been to this one. Nearly went a number of years ago when City's youth team played them in the Youth Cup, but didn't make that one. So I've never been to this ground. So I'm not speaking from experience, but it all sounds very good. And they've been there all season. The last time we played Aston Villa away a couple of years ago was at Sutton Coldfield FC. And, you know, we got on very well with our fans. And we actually had our record victory that day, so you never know.
Yeah, never know.
Come back, try and get another. I think we won 8-0 that day, so that was a County Cup fixture. So same again would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, going off of the result, we're obviously speaking to you now on Thursday, but last night's result against Sheffield, where we won 6-0, so we can certainly do it.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, we start famous, obviously, with playing a team in the lower division, but obviously with them being at home, they'll want to put on a good display, won't they?
Yeah, and you know, it'll obviously make for a more exciting game if we can get that as well.
Yeah.
But it should be a good fixture. It's our last County Cup group game of this of this group, of this campaign, so hopefully we can remain top of the table.
That's right, yeah. With hopefully so, and then hopefully that would ensure we get a home draw, which is something we don't get very often. in the next round.
Is actually a really good point. I didn't think of that at all. Yeah, there's no news on when the draw might happen yet, but the fixtures will be played early January. Is that right?
I believe so. I mean, last year we got stunned when they slipped the next round in just before Christmas with a week's notice, and we all had to travel down to Bristol.
Right.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen again this year. Apparently, it is scheduled for early January this year, isn't it?
Yeah. And it will also be our last fixture of 2018.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So the more fans,
yeah,
it's not been a bad year at all, but the more fans that hopefully can make the trip, but given that obviously it is a week night and with the travelling down to Birmingham from Manchester, might be a bit of a struggle for people.
I'll just give that sat nav call out again. It's B735RY, and it's Trevor Brown Memorial Ground, Baldmore, St Michael's FC, St Michael's FC, Sutton Coldfield. So, yeah, like you say, obviously there's some people, unfortunately, who just won't be able to make it because it's a weeknight, but we hope to see as many as we can down there and get behind the girls as ever. Yeah. The last game of the year.
Yeah, definitely. It's gone so quick.
It certainly has.
So this weekend, talking of end of year, we're having the OSC having a big party, Christmas party. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's our Xmas bash this Saturday evening. Obviously, all members are welcome to come. A lot of people have already booked, and if you haven't booked, you can still do so either online, or you can get in touch with us and come down on the night. We've booked the room at the Waldorf in Manchester near Piccadilly train station. We've got the room above it. It's only £3 to come along, and your first drink's free on us as a thank you for, you know, all our great members throughout the year. So come on down and let your hair down for Christmas. Now, I know we've got an early start again on Sunday for that home game against Birmingham, so there might be a few
fragile people
at the Birmingham game, but, you know, it's just a case we had to fit it in when we could, and it had to be when the men weren't at home, and,
yeah,
you know, so it's difficult, but we've chose this Saturday, so if anyone hasn't booked yet and they want to come along, they'll be welcome to. And like I say, we've got a nice prize raffle, we've got a quiz, we've got a late bar, and all your festive favourites.
Cool. Well, I'm generally gutted that I can't make it. I'm missing out once again, but I'm looking forward to hearing all about it, probably on the Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing something special next week as well. We're going to have a little bit of a fun Christmas quiz just around the year off. So hopefully we'll give you some more information about that.
I'll set the questions nice and hard for everybody.
Yeah, definitely hard. Definitely hard, Dave. I don't want them too easy. Don't want people Googling. thanks for that, Dave.
Anyway. No problems, Emma. Yeah, so I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
And hopefully down at Villa as well next week.
All right. Well, cheers, Dave. All the best. I'll see you soon.
Take care, Emma.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's all we've got for you for this week's MCW Fancast. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. It's been a little bit busier than usual, and that's without even speaking to Caroline this week. So hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Make sure that you're following us on Twitter at MCW Fancast, and also make sure that you're following the official Man City Women's Supporters Club at MCWFC_OFC to keep up to date with what's going on, especially if you were looking for some more information about their Christmas party this Saturday. If you are going along, have a great night, and we'll be back next Friday with our last episode of 2018. Crazy! Gonna leave you with this little bit of audio from the Arsenal game last week. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good week, everyone, and we'll be back next week.
Go!